Good morning, Audio Boo. RJ Nett here, Robert. It is November the 4th, a Sunday, and it is absolutely raining something bigger than cats and dogs. I used cats and dogs the other day, and to be honest, this is a lot bigger than cats and dogs. This is tigers and wolves. I suppose wolves are maybe not that big anyway. You get what I'm trying to go to, don't you? And this is really to explain that I'm not going to be recording the bells. If you've listened to some of the other ones that I've recorded on Sundays, you'll know that I've been trying for quite a long time now to record the bells of the church relatively close to me. Something which was prompted by Fee Dunn, F-I-D-U-N-N, if you want to follow her. Several times now I have set up a tripod outside with my Zoom H1 on, switched it on, dead on the start of 9 o'clock, and did anything happen? No, nothing. Middle of this week, actually, though, when I was here working at home, I heard them tuning the bells, which was quite interesting. They would ring them softly and loudly, and then ring one against the other, and then sort of the next pair, and that's all quite interesting. Given it's raining, there is no way I'm going outside, let alone leaving my H1 outside. And secondly, it's past 9 o'clock now anyway, and I can't hear any bells. It's 9:03 apparently. Can you hear any bells? So there we go, another bellless Sunday, which I have to say is brilliant in my book, because one cannot lie in through bells. I think that's the design purpose for them, actually, is to ensure that you don't lie in through them, and that you trot off to church. I'm trying to think of a way of being nice about this, but... The synchronization, the timing of the bells has a certain amount of space for development, I would say. I'm sure they are all excellent at what they do, and they're just developing at working a little bit better as a team. But in the meantime, they've clearly thought that the bells were out of tune, and are having something done to them, and are not ringing them, which means I can sleep, but I'm not sleeping because I'm booing you. Never mind.